better throw some respect on my name. Gotta remind these folks on the daily, cause I ain't really been myself as of lately. My mind's evolving and my heart is changing, starting to see the world how it should be. It's positively sweet.
And I ain't recording, but okay. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode from Boys to Men. I'm your host, Terramis the King, and welcome back to another episode of From Boys to Men. I am looking to expand my horizon to reach another audience that I feel is getting neglected, which is you women. I got a little girl, and yes, I made the show From Boys to Men for my son, so I'm trying to create another show called From Girls to Women. And today, I have a special guest on. She's basically auditioning for the role to be the host of From Girls to Women. So without further ado, I present to you LaMonica.
Hello, hey y'all. Welcome.
Is that like your catchphrase?
Yes, it is. Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
Yes. So, it's definitely my catchphrase. So welcome to the Girls to Women podcast. I am your host. LaMonica Lewis.
How you gonna claim me? You ain't even there yet. You still like business. So
Welcome. And today we're about to get into it. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. Terramis, how are you doing?
I am good. She just came in and kind of trying to take over my show already. This is still From Boys to Men. It first come from a man to a woman. But wait, which one came first?
Girls to Women.
The chicken
or the egg? I don't know.
Because how did the egg, think about it, how did the first chicken come out if it wasn't for the egg?
That's true. Mm. The women, we are a product of the man.
Yeah.
And men cannot survive without the woman. So.
I don't know, because really when you think about it, every destruction to every kingdom on this planet still came from a woman. Think about it. If you go to the Greek mythology, the Battle of Troy was over a woman.
Yes, but every great king came because of a woman.
Queen Elizabeth stole every riches from all these other countries. So I don't know.
Welcome, y'all.
You're welcome. All right. But, Ms. Lewis.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for joining me today. This is basically an episode of From Boys to Men. We're just going to talk about a few things. You know, give the people a chance to feel you out.
Get to know me.
Get to know you. Mm-hmm. Get a better feel for you. To see if you are a right fit for
girls. I'm right fit for anything.
You're right fit for anything?
I'm right fit for anything. Yes. So.
What makes you so confident that you're the right fit?
I mean, when you know what you possess and you know what you carry, you can be confident. You can walk in that confidence. Confidence comes from how you feel about yourself. It has absolutely nothing to do with how you look, what your occupation is, anything. True confidence comes from how you feel about yourself from within. And it just exudes on the outside. That is true confidence. Write that out. Thank you, Mr. King Terrace.
Yeah,
you're right. Extremely confident yourself.
Yeah, but I feel like my confidence is different from most people's confidence, or well, like a confidence from a woman. Because a man has to, well, with society says, a man that's not confident is more of a coward.
Okay, so, let's stick a pin right there. Why do you think that is so? Do you believe that?
No and yes. The reason why I'm going to say no and yes is because life experience.
Okay.
Times when your guys are not confident, they just put off the aura that they are confident.
Okay.
Until they actually gain confidence.
Okay.
There's a difference between acting like you're confident and then actually being confident.
That is true, but you can also fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
To an extent. To an extent, you don't want that faking to overtake who you are and who you become as a person. But I don't believe a man, and it's just from the woman's perspective. Ladies, chime in if you agree or disagree, because we want to hear. I don't believe that a man that's not confident is quote unquote a coward. And I feel like as a woman looking at a man, confidence can come in all different levels.
Yeah.
It can come with your occupation. It can come with how you treat a woman. It can come with how you treat yourself. Confidence is not strictly based upon what you can provide financially and the security that you bring financially.
Yeah. Yeah, because actually, I was seeing a video the other day because it was another podcast. They was talking about the same thing, but providing. Because there's a different level of providing, because most women, they think providing just financially.
Correct.
And there's more than one way to provide for a woman.
It is.
So you may not be the woman that needs to be provided for financially. You may be, need to be provided for emotionally.
Yes.
If, like physically.
Spiritually.
Spiritually.
Mentally.
There's so many different levels of
physically.
Providing that a man has to do. So once, until people get the understanding, understanding of that portion, the women that just ask for financial providing, I feel like they're not understanding the real role of providing for that they're asking for the man.
I can understand that. I do think that women do want someone that can provide for them financially. It's just our nature. We want to be able to know that when we turn on the light switch, the light's going to come on. We want to know that when we open the fridge, there's going to be some food in there. I think it's more so of, I want to walk in my femininity, and you know, all the ladies are screaming, it's soft girl era time, which I can understand that.
Yeah.
I just feel like as a woman, especially African-American woman, men have, in some cases, dropped the ball when it comes to financially providing. Not saying that a man has to make millions and millions of dollars, but just to have the stability of a job, an income, know how to pay their bills on time, and just be an asset to us and not a liability. That's what we're looking for.
Well, I think that comes with the ones that you choose more than that men just drop the ball, because you do have certain ones that don't like work here, they don't do that, and that's the ones most of the time the women choose. And they do have the other guys that are stable, are educated, are taken care of, and you know, they can provide for themselves. But when a woman comes in automatically just wanting to be taken care of, I feel like every person got to earn their title and earn their level of what they deserve in a relationship. And when you go into something brand new, it's the exact same thing. You're starting back at ground zero.
Okay, so you think stepping in, we can just hypothetically speak, stepping into a new relationship, you believe that the woman has to earn the right, quote unquote, to be taken care of?
Well, when you start in a fresh relationship, it's still getting to know each other.
Agreed, but I do believe you need to set expectations and you need to set what it is. For example, if you are a man that likes home cooked meals, I believe that's something that you need to stay out the gate. Because if you're with someone that don't know how to cook, or someone that does not even like cooking, that's something that they need to know out the gate. Just using that as an example. I do believe that relationships are 50-50, 100-100, however you want to do the math on that. I do believe both parties should bring something to the table. I do believe it should be a partnership. I do believe that the individuals should make each other's lives easier. The light should be lighter. Well, the load should be lighter, rather. But, I mean, in my experience and from other men that I've heard on different podcasts, men that are financially stable don't necessarily complain when women come out the gate saying, you know, I want to be quote-unquote kept, or I want to be taken care of. It's the ones that don't really have the means to do it that are like, you know, I want to do 50-50, or I'm not taking care of you, or you have to earn being taken care of.
Yeah.
I just feel like if that's what you want, go out and get what you want.
Yeah. And I agree with you 100%. But for those men that you was talking about, I look at them being more secure about knowing, they kind of seeing the future.
Yes.
Because you see in today's world, most divorces, like I say, they're started by women. Because they're not happy in that moment with their partner, instead of going trying to like I said, from better or for worse, then the vows you're going against exactly what the marriage is for. And but then also too, they're trying to make sure they're with the right one, because you gotta think about this. This man is taking care of himself and everything he had to do already without you. He's been surviving, cooking the meals, if he have kids, making sure they're taken care of, paying his bills, paying his lights, paying this, that, and third. And I don't, this is just me as a feeling. I don't feel like just because we're dating, I should not have to, like, oh, boom, hey, I got to pay her bills, this and third. I say, now, if we're at that point where we're living together,
yes,
then it's different, because now we have bills together. Yeah. And like I said, I believe every side is supposed to pour in.
Yes.
But if you got a relationship where you're the one doing all the pouring and they're not pouring back, or say that you're pouring,
run empty.
Yeah, you run empty. Or you say you're pouring into somebody and they got a broken cup.
Yeah. It's leaking.
And they're leaking. So now they got nothing for you to pour back in. Yep. So I think both parties need to come into these type of situations well healed, with a better understanding and understanding of the situations, understanding of themselves.
Yes.
And an understanding of the futuristic goals, and realistically, because like today's time, this economy in general.
Yes.
It's hard for any one person
to live off of one income. Absolutely agree.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree. And I do believe, just to piggyback off what you said, yes, divorce rates are at all time high, 56%. That's one in every three marriages is going to end in divorce.
Because a hot girl slow up.
It's not just hot
girls. Hot girls slow up. Hey, they want to be outside. They want to be outside.
I do believe people are not doing the due diligence before getting married,
yeah,
to vet this individual out. Is this somebody I want to do life with? We are looking at the weddings. We're looking at the engagement posts. We're looking at all, ooh, of these things. And it's like, okay, but can you do life with this person? Forever.
Yeah.
Forever. And that's why I think it's so imperative that at the beginning of a relationship that you set the foundation and you discuss what it is. Okay, Terrence, what do you feel that I need to do as a wife? Or, you know, what do I feel that you should be doing as a husband before we even get to that husband-wife level? So when we do get to it, it's not a blindside, or it's not like, well, we didn't discuss this, or that caught me off guard. No, these are discussions that need to be had. Finances, how often do you want to have sex? Because that's another issue on divorce and why the divorce rate is so high. People ain't having sex. Finances, people are not liking each other anymore. The butterflies are gone. All of those things are happening.
Yeah. And great thing about it, though, that all can change in time.
It can.
It evolves over time. Because, like, most people don't even revisit that conversation. Like I was about to say before you said, most people just are more excited about the wedding,
yes,
than the marriage, and focus on that part. And people understand, in a marriage, yeah, you're going to fall out of love with somebody. Mm-hmm. You're going to fall back in love with them, maybe, in a different way. But it's something that you explore over time. And it's like, it's a growth aspect. Because you got to think about it. The person you marry on the first day is not going to be the same person you're spending the rest of your life with, because they got different experiences, they got different trials, they grow mentally, physically, financially,
yeah,
they got a better outlook, or they got a whole different outlook and perspective of things. So it's like you get to meet this person every day.
Yes.
And sometimes it turns to a person you may not like, but in the day you look at it like, do I still respect everything they're doing? Like, and he's saying one side or the other.
Yes.
Because I feel like us as a culture, especially black families, we got away from unity and, yes, more pointing the fingers like, oh, it's what he's not doing. It's not, yes, what she's not doing.
Yeah.
What are we not doing? We're not communicating as a whole to understand, like, yo, they're evolving.
Yeah.
They're rising.
And right, both individuals should be rising at the same time, just to piggyback off what you said. Both individuals, when you're in a marriage, y'all should be growing. Granted, it's going to be different times during a marriage when one individual may grow and the other one is still the same and vice versa. But to piggyback again off what you said, you know, sometimes people fall out of love. I personally do not believe people fall out of love. I believe people choose to stop loving, and it's a difference. To just say, you know, wake up one day and say, I'm not in love with you anymore, that did not happen in just that one day. That's a progression over time of either miscommunication, not telling the individual what it is that you're desiring or what you're not getting. If you're feeling like, you know, maybe I'm not a priority anymore, or you putting work before me, or even the kids before me. We just got to be mindful of all those things. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. But the funny thing about it, my uncle told me something when we went to visit him in Mississippi. He had kind of a light stroke and everything, so he was making sure he was good. He's my last uncle with my grandma. And he was talking about his marriage and over time and kind of how it always worked with him. This is an old school game, guys, so low-key, I'm going to put y'all on some old school game. So... Because his wife, you always be like, man, you always treat your mom better than me.
Ooh.
And then he's like, yeah, she gonna always be my mama. You might not always be my wife. And that put her in the mindset like, oh.
Do you agree with that statement?
And this is the thing about it too. He ain't done with the statement. Because then he said the same thing about the daughter. He's like, she's like, you treat your daughter better than you treat me. He's like, she gonna always be my daughter. You may not always be my wife. And he wasn't saying that because him, he's like, what if one day you decide to wake up and you say, yo, I don't want to do this no more. I want to call it quits. I'm not about to burn them bridges of the people that they're going to, no matter what, they're going to be stuck. No matter what goes on between me and my wife, that one right there going to always be mom. She gave me life. I'm going to love her unconditionally. And that's all that love me unconditionally.
I agree with that.
But listen, think about the kids too. Your kids, you brought them into this world. Right. You're responsible for them.
Right.
You love them unconditionally.
Right.
And your relationship with them is very precious. Now I know when it comes to marriage, you do gotta share that time with your wife. You do gotta share your time with your significant other because they are your partner in this.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree that communication need to be had.
Absolutely.
Now the secrets that I know a lot of people hold on to without communicating, that is what comes with the, hey, I'm not saying I treat them better than you, but I know they need me more.
Absolutely not.
I'm talking about kids.
Oh, I
because the kids.
Agree to disagree, but go ahead. I'm gonna let you finish the statement. Go ahead, keep going. Go ahead.
Okay, but look. The kids, though, like, I think a lot of parents don't understand the great gift and the responsibility it comes with being a parent.
Okay.
They're looking at you at everything.
They are.
Especially, like, for a father and a daughter.
But they're also looking at how you treat them.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, also when it comes out of a father and a daughter.
Absolutely.
And a mother to a son.
Yes.
That's their first, really, that's your first
love
all the way around.
Because even a father to a son, you treat his mother or his bonus mom or however you want to call it, that is how he is going to grow up to treat women. So if you disrespecting her, talking to her crazy, he going to grow up, talk to her crazy, whoever he get with, and then your daughter is going to think, this is how I'm supposed to be talked to. The same way with a, you know, mother to her son. If I'm not treating their father with respect and honor, he's going to think that a woman can just talk to him out the side of her neck. Absolutely not.
Exactly. Yeah. And, like, I tell my kids, I got the saying, it's the 8 B's.
Mm-hmm.
It's for boys and girls.
Okay.
So, for my little girl, books before boys, because boys brings babies.
Yeah.
And for my son, it's a little bit different. Excuse my language. Books before
B word
because B words brings babies.
I mean, they do.
Yeah,
they do. But in addition to what you were saying about your uncle, I don't agree with that statement. I don't agree with that at all. Your mom will always be your mom. Your kids will always be your kids. Yes, but your kids are gonna grow up one day and they're gonna leave. Yeah. Number one. Number two, you wouldn't have kids if I didn't birth them out. And at the end of the day, the Bible says you leave to cleave. So we cleaving together. Like, just in the same breath, as a woman, I'm not going to put my father before my husband. That's crazy. It was a meme going around on social media. They were like, if your husband and your daddy arguing, and your husband tell you, baby, go get in the car, and your daddy say, sit down, which one you going to do? I'm going to get in the car. Because my husband just told me to go get in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just, I believe it's just a respect thing. It's a layer to it. It's layers to it. And yeah. I believe a good mother-in-law is not saying all mother-in-laws are good, because they're not. A good, mature, spiritually sound mother-in-law is not going to put her daughter-in-law in a situation to where her husband is in between the two of them. Like, no. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that.
Yeah. Because I seen the same little quotes about the men and everything, too. And me and my friends, we got a group chat. We talk about this all the time. We're like, what would you do? And honestly, I would ignore both of y'all if y'all get into it. Hey. I'm like, but at the same time, too.
But I believe as a man, you got to keep the order.
Yeah.
Like, if your mom is coming in at your wife sideways,
yeah,
you got to like your mom. But I respect you and love you as my mama,
yeah,
but this is my wife.
Yeah. But, and also, I'm also going to look at it, too. What is, I'm looking at it from a full perspective. I'm like, yeah, this is my wife. This is my mom.
Yeah.
Now, if I feel like my mom is overstepping some way, yes. Now, if it's some, it was a reason why, and we talk about it, because yeah, I look at it like this. Women birth, they got a power to birth a kingdom, birth a nation.
Yes.
So the kingdom come through the woman.
Yes.
So she's like, some mothers are like, say there was no, so like, we're going to go like kingdom heirs right now. So, when about my grandfather, he was the oldest son.
Okay.
And then his dad was the oldest son. So the heir, if you go about how they do in European and everything too, it goes down to the next boy, right?
Right.
My grandmom and granddad, they only had one child, which was my mom.
Okay.
Then they become my older sister. Uh-huh. Then it's me.
Yeah.
Then it's 10 years younger, my little sister. So really,
it's you.
I'm the heir of this kingdom. And really, when it comes down to my dad's side, even though I don't know that side, I'm his only son, but he's the oldest boy of the oldest boy. So
I'm with you.
So now it's like, you gotta look at these, most people look at it like the elders, like, oh, boom, they just begged it. Now some of them be like, hey, they live protecting the kingdom because they see the whole.
Yeah.
And I feel like we need both mothers and the wives.
Yes.
Because they're keeping the kingdom together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, queens are the most powerfulest piece on the chessboard. But the game not over unless they get the king in checkmate.
Yeah.
Sometimes the queen, that's the older queen, is looking out to make sure the king don't get in checkmate.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people be like, oh, they're coming to disrespect. But I feel like when you get to a point where that situation kind of happens,
mm-hmm,
it's coming down to like, hey, let's communicate. What is it that you're seeing? Boom. And both sides got to understand and talk.
Yes.
Because we got all be saying.
And we got to talk to get an understanding, not to be right.
Exactly. We're not, because most people want to rather be right than get an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get an understanding of the viewpoint of where everybody's coming from, we all move forward in the right direction and towards the same goal.
Yep.
And not just, we are over here doing good, we're all in here doing good.
Yeah,
because good. Even if, like, say me and you got married, LaMonica.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad. Boom, say he wanna come in. Yeah, come on, man. And we got the plan together. We're like, hey, this is where the direction we're going. And like, we got extra kids here and there, boom. My grandparents here kinda help them while we're out plowing to the plan.
Yeah.
They help educate, cause a lot of people in our ethnic group got away from the ancestors teaching these kids like the different little traits. Like, I realized my great grandma kept me more than she kept any of my other great, like even with the other grandkids, like, everybody was always at my great grandma's house. While everybody was at work, we had that elder looking over us. Nowadays, it's more like daycare.
Yeah.
And then we get away from that family root, that family aspect, and I really want to bring that back.
Yes.
So whoever I decide to be my queen or my wife, she got to say, I'm like, hey, it's not you versus her, it's not her versus you.
Yes.
Y'all are causing dysfunction in the whole organization. Now we need to get this together.
Yeah.
y'all gotta get on the same page.
Same page.
And move forward.
Together.
Now they got more experience than this. They might be trying to show something on you, show you something different.
Yeah.
Now I'm listening to both sides, and both of y'all gotta come to understand that, like, you got your way of doing stuff, she got her way of doing stuff. But are we still going the same direction?
Right.
If we are, fuck it, move on. Let's go, keep going forward. Because that little petty stuff.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna let that destroy this kingdom.
Right.
Oh yeah.
I agree.
Oh yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And I think most people don't. I think when I try to explain that to most females, mm-hmm. that would scare them off.
Why do you think so?
Because they feel like. I think they think in the competition of weight, like they have to compete when it's not competing.
Mm-hmm.
When we were together, we're a team. We ain't competing against nobody.
Yeah.
We're growing together.
Yes.
Kingdoms grow, they don't compete. Now, if the other kingdom come in, yeah, you can add to them. You know, they can be alliance. And build an empire. This is how kingdoms are built.
Yeah.
Now, that mentality, I need my partner to understand, like, hey, this is our mentality. We're growing. Yeah. We're taking on the outside forces together. That means spiritually, that means physically, that means emotionally. Like, we're becoming our own source.
Okay.
So instead of us plugging this, like, the source of the government and everything too. No, we're plugging into ourselves and the divine intervention that our God gives us.
Yes.
And then, shoot, because think about it. Everything on this earth is already given to us.
Yes. We just got to cultivate it.
We just got to go through it. Well, you don't need to ask the government for nothing.
Yeah.
Our Father gave us everything we need. Until we plug into that source, we walk around lost like them people in the desert.
Yeah.
With the people in the desert, because they're like, oh, boom. They like to talk about it,
yeah.
but not do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because look, in Yahshua's name, in Yahshua, because look,
the
thing about it, and this is another thing too, most people don't real peep this. I know I'm going to get off topic now.
We vibing. Let's keep it going.
So, the only name that was ever translated in the Bible was what name?
You said Jesus.
They changed Yeshua to Jesus. They ain't changed nobody else's name.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna read you a quote. And I think it was Matthew's. People don't know this. I'm biblically ready. But
I'm not mad at it.
Oh yeah. Trying to educate a couple people to pay attention to certain things. Because I didn't know, but if I do know, it's up to me to, you know, say. Which chapter this is? Matthew. Is it 21? It's the one I said I never knew you. All right.
I hope you guys are enjoying this first little pilot episode of Girls to Women podcast.
I think we should call this from us to we.
Oh my God.
She said. I had to switch off of you for a minute. But look, she's sitting in my throne.
Where else am I going to sit, guys? Where else?
She could sit on my lap. Anyway.
Stay focused, people.
Oh, yeah. Let's stay focused. I think it's Matthew 7, verse 21.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Not everyone who says to
not
me.
Not on your terms.
I know, I'm putting it on you, so you can absorb what I read. You can absorb what I read.
We here.
All right, now everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
But he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
Amen.
Many will say to me in the day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name, and then I declared to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you
worker of iniquity.
Who practice lawlessness.
Mm-hmm. Another translation is you worker of iniquity. I believe in that context.
Yeah.
What? The Bible is saying, what God is saying is that, listen, you thought you were doing all these things in my name. You thought you were doing all these things for me, for the sake of me. But you, as in you who won't inherit the kingdom, never knew me.
Yeah. But that's the thing about it. Now,
you didn't have a relationship.
Yeah.
You didn't have a rapport with me. I don't know you.
Exactly.
But you thought you knew me, but you didn't. You were doing
exactly.
all these things out of your own will, not my father's will.
Exactly.
That is the translation of that.
All right. Well, let me break
Go
it down.
Ahead.
'Cause look, now, at one point, I used to say think the exact same way. Now, so I think about this too. How many people done called me another name and not be my name? I'm like, bro, I don't know who you are. You thinking my name is this. What if we've been saying the wrong name the whole time? You think you're casting out a name
in
Jesus' name when it's supposed to be in Yahshua's name? Because look, a name should not translate. Now, a lot of people from Africa, they still got their African name. They come here because it's hard to pronounce.
Right.
So they just come up with their own different name.
Right.
But that's not their name.
Right.
Because the name where their power comes from.
I understand that. But so, I believe in that same breath, it's the intent behind it. I believe
yeah.
the Lord knows our
yeah.
heart, and I believe He understands.
Yeah.
I believe He examines the heart, point
yeah.
blank. And I believe in that particular text, He is talking about the heart of the person that thought they knew Him and thought they were doing all of these works and,
yeah.
and miracles in His name. And they did not have a relationship with Him. They didn't have
yeah,
a relationship
at all. Because think about it, me, you have the closest relationship,
yes.
right? And I never knew your name.
Okay.
I've been calling you something else for the longest.
Okay.
And you already told me what your name was.
Right.
And then I still call you out of your name.
Mm-hmm.
How would that make you feel?
Then you don't know my name. That you're not listening to me because I told you my name and you're not calling me my name. That still would not make me have ill will
towards you. I know, but that's the thing about how I look at this, because I'd rather call him by his name, even if the translation they say
right.
is Jesus. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to go by he say, she say.
Right.
I'd rather go by, hey, I know guarantee.
Yes.
Yahshua is your real name. They say it's translated to this. But you know what? Just in case, I'm just going to keep
right.
saying, in Yahshua's name.
Yeah.
Amen.
But we also, I mean, we call him the Alpha and Omega. We call him Yahweh.
The beginning and the end.
I mean, we call him.
Now, Yahweh's pops. Now,
yes.
Yahweh is
some people call him
big pop.
You know, daddy God, big God,
and,
whatever.
Yeah.
I believe it's truly just the intention of your heart.
And look, and people don't know this. The piece of the, like we said, in the heart, that's the God in us.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't ever look inward
right.
at the God that the essence they left
are,
in
right.
us, because we more connected trying to be like, oh, look for the God in the
right.
sky, but
it's in us.
It's in you.
Right.
It's right here
he
in your
heart. He dwells in us.
Exactly.
Once we claim that we are
exactly.
believers, washed with the blood,
exactly.
all that, we are the temple.
Exactly. If we are the temple, most people don't ever understand the importance of taking care of the temple,
amen.
Which is mental, physical, and spiritual.
Right.
And also, that means what you eat.
Yes.
Because He gave you the diet in the Bible.
We should be eating the things that are closest to the
yeah, the
ground.
Cat seed, yeah,
the seeds that come up out of the ground.
The cattle and all those stuff, that's
yes.
just our, there's our pets.
Yes.
Those
yes.
are our pets.
Yes.
They're not for us to eat. Mentally wise, me meditate. Like I told you, meditate on His word. And that means just really just sit in quiet.
Yeah,
learn how to sit in quietness and really, boom, and have control over your emotions.
Yes.
And then physically-wise, think about it.
Excellent.
In order to do the work for the kingdom, yeah, you got to be physically prepared to do the work for the kingdom.
Yes.
You people don't take care of themselves mentally, physically, or spiritually no more. They try to do one or two, but really need all three. In order
yes.
to be complete, you have to have all three and everything. And then the biggest part, I feel like, because my uncle used to always say this, me and him used to talk, he's a prophet, pastor, whatever you want to call
mm-hmm.
it. Cause I used to say, I was more in tune with stuff than most other people would catch. And I was like, man, he's like, the church is the hospital for the spirits.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened, when you get done healing in the hospital, you're supposed to get out and go.
Right.
First two parts of God is go.
Right.
You gotta move and just, cause like people we waiting on Him, He waiting on us to actually move.
Yes.
Y'all, if you don't move and just sit there and be like, yeah, he gonna come, he coming, he coming.
Yeah.
You're gonna be just like them people that are like, oh, yeah, it ain't gonna rain. Yep. They seen all that. Oh, snap. Yeah. Where the water coming from? Trying to run now. Yeah.
And it's like faith without works is dead.
Exactly.
You have to, God does the work and then we do the work to meet him. You have to, in order to fulfill the plans that he has for you, you have to actually go out there and do it.
Yeah.
It's not going to just come knocking at your front door.
Yeah. Because really, all we're supposed to ask him for is for permission.
That's
and he said, anything in this world we can have.
That's it.
Now.
According to my will.
According to his will.
Yes.
And think about it, it may not go in the way you planned it to go, but I guarantee you this, if you ask, you will receive. It's going to be on his timing, though.
Yes.
We always try to think on our timing.
Come on.
And then when we go on our timing, that's when we go into destruction. And then we go all the way around this and third. And then we still going to end up where we were supposed to end up. But there's different trials and tests. Because patience is the...
Patience is a virtue.
Exactly. That's the thing that
and
we need.
And it says be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But in all things with hope and supplication, make your requests known unto God. That's it.
Exactly.
So.
Think about it. God is the Father.
Amen.
Every father wants their children
to be
successful and have anything they want.
Yes. They want the best for them. Any parent, you want the best for your kids.
Yeah.
God wants the same for us.
Exactly. That's why, you know, you got to look at it. God would never do nothing to harm you or hurt you. If something hurts, it's for a purpose and it's helped you to grow to the next level and help to elevate you and strengthen you.
Yeah.
If everything coming easy,
that ain't it.
If
things don't scare you, if things don't scare, like this podcast, it's a little scary.
Yeah.
If something don't scare you, you're not dreaming big enough.
Yeah.
That's just it.
This is how it is. But I look at it, like you said. But now there are some times where you be like, dang, this came too easy, but you don't look back and see all the things you did to get to this point. Because now when it actually started flowing, you already went through the hard times. Now it's like you're, like I said, you got a time for planting, and then you got a time to harvest.
Yep.
Now you're in your harvesting season. Yep. So when it started coming easy and this everything you always think of, dreamed of, you worked for, you be like, oh, don't get thrown off.
Yep.
This is your harvesting season. But guess what? In order to get to the next level, you gotta get ready to till the ground and plant the new seeds for the new dreams. Once you achieve a dream, hey, don't stop. They'll keep growing. Yeah.
And God will never take something away and not give you something better in place.
Yeah.
Relationship, job-wise, friend-wise, that's something that I've learned. Like, I felt like relationships that I thought, you know, were gonna sustain or be great, or jobs that I thought were gonna be great and wonderful that God closed the door on, he's never going to close the door on something and not give you something better in place of that. So keep that in mind. Just stay focused and trust the process. And like I always say, do what you love and love what you do, and everything else will fall into place.
Girl,
you
stole that from me. Cause look, I tell them, dream big, dream the small dreams, have a little magic, and how big would you dream you know you can fail. And remember this, you do your best and let God take care of the rest. She stole my saying.
I love that.
She stole my saying, y'all.
I love that.
She stole my little saying.
How long have we been going?
Only for 40 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm not one to keep a podcast going for more than 45 minutes because people's attention span is short and long. We don't want to give you too much on the first one because we want you to come back. So, Terrence, anything left?
I'm supposed to ask you this question. See, she gotta come over and take over already. Lord, look. If y'all, and Lamonica, like, anything you wanna lead these people with other than your white toes?
They can't see my feet.
I know.
We are just happy to be here. And we are excited for this next journey. Like Terrence said, he had the Boys to Men podcast. Felt like he was leaving us females out and asked me to come so we could start this Girls to Women podcast. And it's just some great things we're going to be discussing. Great things from the male perspective and from the female perspective, of course. We just want y'all to come back. Tune in with us.
She's still she's just trying out.
I got a job.
I like the confidence, but she's still just trying out. So if y'all would like to see her be the host, when we post this episode, let y'all voice be heard. If y'all want her back,
let me know.
Let her know.
And Tamara's got a crush on me too. Let me just put that out there.
Wait, what you said? What you said?
You got a crush on me. It's okay. I like me too. You know.
Girl, you got a crush on me. Don't want to tell them about when we first met.
Okay.
Yeah. Who got a crush? Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Look me in my eyes. But anyway. I want to thank you for coming in.
Yes, thank you for
this auditioning phase. It's still gonna be a podcast because I feel like we did touch a lot of stuff. I will be posting this, guys. I know I've been gone for about a year. Had a lot of stuff going on, family wise and mentally wise, and stuff for myself. I had to get myself in a better place so I can come back and be better for y'all and better for me and better for the people that are attached to me. So I want to thank y'all for y'all patience for. And sticking with us through this period of, I'm gonna say, a period of exile. And I had to get hidden for a moment. But I'm better now. I'm wiser now. I grew. I'm not done growing.
Amen.
But I'm gonna just say thank y'all for the loyal people and fans and watchers and listeners of From Boys to Men podcast. Don't think the time away. I wasn't thinking and preparing stuff for this. So just know I'm back. We better. We're in a brand new spot. Got a brand new studio. You see a little bit of setup and everything.
Yay.
But look, no matter what you're going through, if you keep your faith and trust in God and trust in yourself and the inner God inside of you, God gonna see you through it. But you just gotta stay the course, stay focused, stay locked in, and don't let nobody tell you nothing to discourage you from your vision that God gave you. They gonna be haters. If you ain't hating, you ain't doing nothing right. They hating on Jesus. Oh, my bad. They hate on Yahshua. They hated on him. The people that was closest to him was the ones hating on him as well. Just
and the
hard.
One that betrayed him.
Yeah.
So.
But guess what? Ain't nothing new underneath the sun.
That's it.
So keep your crown on your head. Keep moving forward. And let's make the rest of our lives the best of our lives.
Yes.
So, without further ado, I'm going to tell... LaMonica, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Thank y'all so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
If she do come back, we'll have to get a queen sign and stuff because she got to come up her own setup. I'm not going to let her come in and just take
That's
over
fine.
My setup.
That is fine.
But I'm grateful for having you on this episode. I want to thank you for your words of encouragement and your words of wisdom. It felt like we was talking about dating a lot more than just a conversation we supposed to have if you were to ever go on this route. But I think thank you for that.
Thank you.
Now I feel like we got better understanding one another.
And that's all we want.
Yeah. So, like I always say, I gotta redo my bottle. Remember this, dream big dreams because small dreams have a little magic. And how big would you dream if you know you couldn't fail? Last but not least, remember, you do your best and let God take care of the rest.
Amen.
So thank y'all for tuning in with this episode From Boys to Men, not From Girls to Women. Peace, love, peace, happiness, out. Y'all. And I am out. I was going to let you say out.
Out.
Oh, now you want to say out. Boom.
Better throw some respect on my name. Gotta remind these folks on the daily. Cause I ain't really been myself as lately. My mind's evolving and my heart is changing. Starting to see the world how it should be. It's positively sweet like a half full glass of tea. And I don't know every day my grandmama pray for me. Ay, and I know exactly what she proudly say about me. Give that girl some love, joy.